Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Over the last few summers, curious looking wooden cabins have started popping up beside popular seaside spots as more and more people here embrace the Finnish experience of saunas. And Evelyn O'Rourke has been to meet some of the people who are enthusiastically reaping the positive benefits of saunas. And Evelyn, I think you're one of those people too after this experience. This has really taken off though around the country, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean... Just laughing. This is some of those ludicrous reporting I've done in this piece. So I apologise in advance. But we know that in Finland, for example, they're huge fans of this, right? And they traditionally consider it as a fundamental part of their lifestyle, calling saunas a sacred space, a church of nature, no less. We've been a bit slower here, and you know, to embrace the trend, but now we're flying and we see them, you know, we used to have them gyms and spas and some people in their houses. But now the mobile saunas, these are the ones we're talking about, are popping up all over the place and right through the winter too. And their growing popularity has come as a surprise to many, not least to me, I say, and then some of the sauna owners I spoke to. But the customers are having a ball, and people told me that they went along first, a little bit curious, you know, and then they said things like, we sleep better after a sauna, the skin is better, it reinvigorates them, and it's become a regular habit now. So to hear more, I headed out to one of the kind of startup, the lovely small companies that are running them. This is the Barrel Sauna. And they're in a couple of different locations, but they're there beside Greystone's Harbour, Clare. Now, I don't know what you were doing on Sunday morning, right? But last Sunday morning, at now from 9 a.m, there are people lining up at the Barrel Sauna to get in there and have a little sauna.
Sounds lovely.
Lovely, but completely mad, but great. So I went out to meet these people, and they're hopping in and out of ice water plunge tubs as they go in and out of the sauna. The whole thing's absolutely fabulous. So have a little listen and see what you think of these people on Sunday morning.
That's fresh.
Oh, it's lovely.
Can I ask you why you're doing it?
I've been craving this for the last few months. I really think Ireland is like the optimal place to get into a sauna practice because...
Really?
Well, it's such damn cold and it's miserable from now on and dark.
Okay, well, it's Sunday morning. It's Sunday 10 morning. O'clock in the morning and you're here.
Yeah, an opportunity to socialise with my beloved family and friends. Yeah.
No hangover.
The optimal way to spend a Sunday.
So you pop into the barrel as part of it, into the cold water. That's
no, I haven't
I'm
done this bit
of.
Yet. The women will tell you about that.
Okay, so you're in the barrel.
I am in the barrel.
You're sitting in the barrel on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, freezing.
Why are you doing this? How do you feel right now?
Freezing.
I suppose it's probably good for your health.
Feel like it right now.
And why are you here this morning?
I am here because I was dragged along, but it's lovely.
This is the most ridiculous interview I've ever done. You're sitting in a barrel with cold water up to your neck.
But you're not screaming or anything, you're fine. No, I'm used to getting into the sea, so this is nice. It's a nice alternative because it's cleaner as well.
And you're going to hop into here in the sauna?
Yeah.
You love that?
Love it, yeah.
But you've been in a sauna before?
Yeah, I think it's really good for clearing the head.
Good for your skin, apparently.
Good for the skin, it better be. We'll find out now.
So did you take much persuasion to get up on a Sunday to do this?
No, we love it. It's becoming non-negotiable now, every single week. Once a week we'll do it.
How do you feel after it?
Unbelievable. You just feel so energised but really relaxed at the same time. Really happy.
Well, they could have worse habits, in fairness.
Oh, it's great.
In the case of that company now, the demand is growing much quicker than they expected and they're expanding. And they've gone for an urban setting as well.
Yeah, this is gas. The Barrel Sauna, they're operating 2 and shortly 3 saunas in Rathgar, Clare, which is in the heart of South County Dublin. Not near the sea is my point. But this is really taking off. They've taken over a former warehouse area there. They have an 8-person sauna, a 6-person sauna, and don't forget those ice-cold plunge tubs as well for dipping into. And they're working on a third, but it's clever there. They're working on a kind of a broader experience. They're working with Phase, which is a creative collective. So basically the idea is you go into the yard, lovely sauna area, you kind of have electric picnic vibes. If you can kind
so
of
you go into
that.
A yard in Rathgar, you get into your togs.
In a gorgeous changing area. You got to think body and soul, electric picnic, reaching deep into your soul here, Claire, right?
Okay, yeah.
You're now all about the car park space. Do you mind that, right? You're in this yard, you're transported to a magical place, Claire.
No, it
right.
sounds great. It sounds lovely.
Into your
it's just interesting.
Wafting around into the sauna.
You get it on the beach, but in the suburban area,
totally.
maybe slightly different. But anyway, do go on.
And they have gallery space there, so you can be looking at art, you can be listening to music, you can be watching DJs rocking out. What are we doing here, Claire? We should be there right now. Rob O'Brien is the man behind the Barrel Sauna business. He has years of experience working in film and on festivals. That's all fed into this. So here he gave me a tour of the Rathgar saunas.
You're in Rathgar, the old Murphy & Gunn Crash Repair Centre, which has been converted into a...
Looks slightly different now.
It does. A few of us, we took the place on, we cleaned. You're out here in the barrel sauna, so you're standing at the entranceway. You're looking at our changing area. And then as we go around, we have our showers. We have our cold plunge tubs. And then we have two saunas. One's a six-person sauna, the other one's an eight-person sauna. And we're putting in another eight-person sauna with more plunge tubs and more showers.
I didn't expect to be kind of in the middle of a very urban, built-up area looking at saunas. Well, explain this to me.
Well, most people that come in say, oh my God, what's like a little oasis, you know? I would have been using sauna, and as would Laura, my partner, for over 20 years. Would have had a background in traditional sweat lodge as well, Native American sweat lodge.
So why? What are the benefits, do you believe? Like, why are you so committed to this?
When I don't sweat, I notice the absence of it more so than I notice the benefits of it. I go into the sauna and I come out and I feel so much better.
Lighter, just clearer.
Like the heat exposure and the heat stress that you're under, you forget what you were thinking about before you went in. So as a de-stressor, it works really well. People come and they just feel better when they leave. And that can be a physical thing. It can be a mental thing. It's a place where you can go inward. It's a place where you can sit or you can be outward and chat. Yeah. You know, one thing we will be offering is silent sessions, because often you don't want to hear if you get a gang of the conversations dominated. And if you're just there
Bad luck.
If you're there to have your quiet time, you're not necessarily getting it. Something with the expansion, we would be able to give these separate offerings, you know.
But turning that into a business idea, talk to me about that bit.
It's like field of dreams. If you build it, they will come, you know. So I started doing research into where you put a sauna, how does it work in Ireland, because there weren't too many people doing it. You know, you've Shirley Buscabaha. She used to be down in West Cork. She's the kind of the OG sauna lady. She's been doing it for a long time, but there wasn't so many around. And then we ended up buying our own sauna and stuck it in a yard in Clanbrassil Street in a food court with some other food traders. One sauna, one plunge tub and a garden hose.
And you'd no idea how it's going to go.
No. Just took a punt. The sauna kind of grew arms and legs, and then we took on staff. We were the first ones doing it in Dublin City.
You've got space. That's huge.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and that's a big issue. Access to space for a business, especially startups.
So here you have, what, two saunas and you're expanding?
Third one will be open next week.
Ah, back to the seaside now. The sauna in Greystones, and they're expecting a busy run up to Christmas. So the old winter time isn't putting people off now.
No, not at all. They're all dashing around in their swimsuits, glamorous bikinis, full of the joys. It was crazy. It was fun. I have to say, it would absolutely cheer you up. I met Jenna there, who works at the sauna. She told me more about the customer demand, how they're all enjoying it, including her own mother. But first I get my own quick tour. And yes, I tried it.
We're just going to the 8-person now one. I'll show you this.
And this is really hot now, this one, right?
Yes.
So what temperature? I can feel the heat already.
So I'm just going to open the second door now.
Oh, jeepers.
I don't know if the microphone might melt.
It's like opening the open door where you have to go to take the heat out. Right? Oh,
so we look at it tomorrow, we are 87 degrees.
87, is that standard for this one?
That would be, yeah. Yeah.
And this takes, what, an hour and a half to get to 87? How much wood would you go through the day?
In the day, probably, we buy it by the tonne. And we buy a few tons a week to go through a lot. So again, we have two fires going here all the time, and then soon to be three fires. So you know.
You can be an individual here, or you can book it out as a group.
Yeah.
You know, it's a grim day out there. It's a grim, grey November day. This is absolutely divine in here. It's so toasty.
Yeah, I literally sit back and watch the weather if I'm at home and I see there's maybe not too many bookings today and it starts raining or there's a storm coming in. If you check the emails, the bookings start rocking in.
Jenny, you're here supervising this morning. It's early on Sunday morning. I'm in shock at how many people are here. And this is the second session.
Yeah, we start at 9 o'clock, so I'm in at 7 because the sauna takes 2 hours.
On Sunday morning, you're here at 7.
Yeah, and I really don't mind, to be honest, because it gets me up early. But first session is at 9 from Wednesday to Sunday. Our last session is at 9 o'clock at night as well.
And this is November?
Yeah. This is actually sauna season, so.
And what are people saying to you about it? Like, what are they getting out of all this?
It's really good for mood boosting as well.
Can't be grumpy around here.
Yeah, a lot of people come out feeling just a lot better about themselves. Like when I use it, or if I use it my mom, you just feel happier and more relaxed.
And your mom uses it?
Yeah, she's down at least once a week with her friends.
And tell me about the people you have coming, right? The regular customers. A lot of first timers or people who've done it abroad?
We have quite a mix, but a lot of people also have been using the sauna for a while.
And you're busy.
Yeah, really busy actually. Sauna sessions are filling up quite fast. So a lot of people used to walk up and just get a session, and now you kind of have to book in advance if you want to secure a spot.
You know, if you were in mainland Europe now using these, you wouldn't be allowed in with stitch of clothes on you. Everybody
Please don't
was dressed.
Do that to me.
Everybody was dressed, Evelyn, were they?
The joy of radio, Claire. We all followed that rule.
You know, if you did that in Ireland, if you went into a sauna in the nudie, they'd probably call the guards, wouldn't they?
Oh, my sweet Lord. I cannot tell you how shocking that was. No, Claire, I had my dogs on.
Great, glad to
hear
it.
I always have my dogs on.
Have you photographs of this now?
I do, Claire. There's one
where I'm, you know, not looking my most naturally beautiful. And I'm debating whether or not to post it. I'll see how I feel about it.
But look, seriously, we heard all about the benefits there from a lot of people who you spoke to. Yeah. Did you enjoy it? And are you a fan?
I did enjoy it. I have to say, the first time I tried it actually was in Kerry this summer. And I'd seen this ad for it and I couldn't work out what it was about. So Skellig Saunas was the one that I went to. And you're sitting in this sauna, right, beside the water, looking across at Valentia Island.
Beautiful.
I mean, and then he said to me, we're doing this right through the winter. And I thought, this is crazy, but I kind of get it. I kind of love it. And I just couldn't believe how busy they are. And you can do that thing of booking it out for your group, you know, your office party, Claire. You could all be inside
everybody
the sauna.
Everybody in your togs.
Everybody yeah. in their togs. And or just, you know, book your own little slot and then you kind of see who your neighbours are or whatever. And they're obsessed with it being clean and hygienic before people get very nervous about all that. Lots of cleaning going on, lots of spraying going on. Around 10 to 15 euro, roughly. They all vary in price for 45 minutes. Or you can book out saunas for
You're not staying in it for 45 minutes, are you?
No, but that's the dipping in and out thing, because I get a bit agitated after about 5 or 6 yeah. minutes. I find it a bit intense. So then you're supposed to run out, jump into the barrel.
Of cold water.
Of ice cold water.
Lovely.
Kate Middleton apparently is a bit of a fan. The mm-hmm. old ice cold water. It's working for Kate. She's looking mm-hmm. great. And then you lash back in again and you have the crack and it's really good fun and a bit crazy, but you know, it's fun.
There we have a listener here who has invested in a sauna themselves. Ooh. I had one built in my back garden. That sounds very Celtic Tiger. Oh no, they were hot tubs, weren't they?
Hot tubs on the deck.
This person says it was expensive, but it's changed my life. It's the best money I've spent and the children love it too at lower temperatures.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, you know when you've cold in your bones?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah. You know, we've been moaning a lot, you and I, about the old cold in our bones. I mean, I have to say, the sauna, it wouldn't be cold for long. Do you want to hear some more of the voices
Absolutely.
I heard out that day, right? So again, you have to picture the scene. I'm interviewing people who are sitting in a barrel of water. This is ludicrous, but great fun. So this is early on Sunday morning. And yeah, I gave it a bit more of a try it myself too.
Have you done this before?
No, I've been to a couple of other saunas before though. I've done it, but to be honest, I wasn't into them before this year.
Why? Like, it's Sunday morning, what are you doing here?
Well, sure, it keeps me off the beer on Saturday, I suppose.
Does it really?
You've got to get up early, I'm not going to do that. And yeah, it's a nice way to start today. It's a bit of crack, like a bit of socialisation.
Your mates think this is all perfectly normal now on a Sunday for you all to be here.
Pretty much, yeah. Get a bit of grub afterwards, relax for Sunday then, it's good.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever interviewed anybody sitting in a barrel of water before. It feels very strange. Yeah. So you're going to hop in and out between the sauna and the water?
Yeah, I will. It's a lot more manageable. It's not as hot when you go back in and then vice versa, it's not as cold. So.
Okay, so hopping into the sauna here myself. This is the door. God, you can already feel the heat as you open the door. And this is going to open this inner door here. And this is the door in. Gosh, the wave of heat is just astonishing. Okay, so the lads are coming out now. Oh my God. Thank so you. In you go. So you're going in.
We come here every Sunday, yeah?
Why?
Makes you feel great. You feel great after.
Sunday morning at 10 a.m. you're here in the shower
every
in Greystone.
Sunday, even when we're hungover.
And when did you start coming to the sauna?
I'd say during January.
And had you gone abroad much before doing it, or were you new to the whole thing?
No, we only got into it in probably the last year. We don't miss a Sunday.
Okay, I've made it about, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes now. I don't know if I can do the plunge at home though, but certainly Sunday morning's never going to be the same again for me. Nope, didn't do the plunge.
You didn't do the plunge.
No, I'm not that good a reporter. Like, if you want to fire me, that's fine. I'm not going that far.
You'll have to go back. Evelyn, that was great. Thank you so much. Evelyn O'Rourke reporting there, back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.